Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Monday, June 29th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, COVID-19 cases continue to rise, once again straining local public health infrastructure. It's also forcing state and local officials to make some drastic revisions to the LA County budget. And even though they reopened less than 2 weeks ago, county bars have been ordered to close again. All of that is coming up. But first, producer Austin Cross has been looking into San Bernardino's recent declaration that racism is now a public health issue.
San Bernardino recently became the biggest county in the state to declare racism a public health crisis. And racial disparities there are a lot like in Los Angeles, though less than 9% of the county is Black. For example, Black people make up almost 19% of county jail bookings, 21% of the county's homeless population is Black. And those inequities even extend to healthcare. The Black infant mortality rate is more than double the county's average. So with this resolution, the county is now able to direct more resources at the problem. The board will also bring together equity groups made up of community leaders. We'll try to go out and find the root of the county's biggest problems to look at inequities in education, healthcare, and even county hiring practices.
Also on the topic of public health, LA County officials are issuing dire warnings about the growing demands on the system caused by COVID-19 related illnesses. Health reporter Jackie Fortier has an update.
Yeah, LA public health officials estimate that one in every 140 people out and about in the county is infected with COVID-19 and is infectious to others. That doesn't include people who are hospitalized with the disease or those who are quarantined or isolated at home. This is a big jump from last week. For example, in any given store, you could encounter multiple infected people, they said. Meanwhile, hospitals are preparing for a likely surge in patients. Hospitals say that they could run out of beds in the next 2 weeks. Health officials estimate intensive care unit beds could fill up as soon as next week. We also reached a new milestone. More than 100,000 Angelenos have COVID-19 as of today. And in total, 3,326 people in the county have died.
LA County supervisors have passed a revised budget with major cuts due to the pandemic. The cuts could lead to hundreds of layoffs and leave a big question mark about the future of funding for homeless services and other critical programs. Here's Libby Denkman.
Right, the LA County CEO is carving out 8% from departments across the board to make up for a $935 million tax revenue shortfall caused by the global pandemic. Law enforcement represents nearly 40% of LA County's general fund, and so it will therefore bear the largest slice of reductions. It looks like $145 million will be cut. That represents nearly 1,400 positions eliminated and more than 300 possible layoffs. Other departments like the Public Defender's Office, Children and Family Services, nearly every part of the county government will feel these reductions. Activists succeeded in convincing supervisors to scrap a plan to divert $2.2 million of Measure H funds meant for homeless services to an outreach program with the Sheriff's Department, but groups wanted to see a greater investment in alternatives to incarceration, and they are deeply disappointed by this budget plan. Supervisor Janice Hahn announced she would abstain from voting for the budget. She said she doesn't think that it meets the moment. And people are out protesting in the streets to change the status quo. And Hahn says she wants to bend this budget towards people of color. But for now, the austere budget takes effect on Wednesday.
And finally, Governor Newsom has ordered bars in LA County to close again, less than 2 weeks after they were allowed to reopen. Elena Shatkin has the details.
Yep, that's right. If you were one of those people going out to bars or hoping to be, you are going to have to go back to drinking alone at home. And that's because barely a week after Los Angeles County Health Department authorities allowed bars to reopen, California Governor Gavin Newsom shut them down. He did it in Los Angeles County and six other counties. And he wants eight other counties' health departments to issue similar orders. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that we are seeing skyrocketing rates of coronavirus. And the first weekend that people were allowed to go drinking in bars, the previous weekend, starting on June 19th, something like 500,000 people in LA County alone went out to bars. That's about 500,000 people. And that is not good for rates of COVID-19.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.